top set of rosé. Bitches in my old phone. I should call one and go home. I've been in this club too long. The woman that I would try is happy with a good guy. But I've been drinking so much that I'ma call her anyway and say, fuck that nigga that you love so bad. I know you still think about the times we had. I say, fuck that nigga that you think you found. And since you picked up, I know he's not around. Oh.
Are you drunk right now?
I'm just saying you could do better. Tell me, have you heard that lately? I'm just saying you could do better. And I'll start hating only if you make me. Cups of the XO. All my people been here. I see all of her friends here. Guess she don't have the time and can't get no more. Flights in the morning. What you doing that's so important? I've been drinking so much that I'ma call you anyway and say, fuck that nigga that you love so bad. I know you still think about the times we had. I say, fuck that nigga that you think you found. And since you picked up, I know he's not around. Oh, oh, oh.
Are you drunk right now?
I'm just saying you could do better. Tell me, have you heard that lately? I'm just saying you could do better. And I'll start hating only if you
make. I think I'm addicted to naked pictures and sitting talking about bitches that we almost had. I don't think I'm conscious of making monsters out of the women I sponsor till it all goes bad. But shit, it's all good. We threw a party, yeah, we threw a party. Bitches came over, yeah, we threw a party. I was just calling cause they were just leaving. Talk to me, please, don't have much to believe in. I need you right now, are you down to listen to me? Too many drinks have been given to me. I got some women that's living off me. Pay for their flights and hotels, I'm ashamed. Bet that you know them, I won't say no names. After a while, girl, they all seem the same. I've had sex 4 times this week, I'll explain. Having a hard time adjusting to fame. Spreading that mixed up. I've been talking crazy, girl, I'm lucky that you picked up. Lucky that you stayed on. I need someone to put this weight on.
Sorry.
Are you drunk right now?
I'm just saying you could do better. Tell me, have you heard that lately? I'm just saying you could do better. And I'll start hating only if you make me.
You're not gonna come? I'm about to just kick your head in.
Just thought while I hold your heart back. A white friend said you niggas crazy. I hope no one heard that. I hope no one heard that. Cause if they did, we gon' be in some trouble.
Hey guys, how are you? How y'all doing today? I hope y'all all was having a good day. Thanks for joining Mo's Talk, where we all come together, talk like grown adults. We view each other, we listen to each other's opinions. We all voice our own opinions, and we be respectable about other people's opinions. Nothing we say is concrete. It's a fact. It's just our experience, and it's things that we went through or things we witnessed. So, you know, we just going to come together and just vibe and just enjoy each other today. So, again, thanks for joining Mo's Talk, guys. I'm Mo, the host, and I wanted to talk to you guys today about my ex. Hate to admit that I upgraded, and he downgraded. Now he has so much to say. So, before I go into it, let me just lay my foundation down of what I think. So, have you ever been in a relationship with someone and, you know, you tried everything to make this relationship work? I mean, you know, you go through first it's the honeymoon stage, so everything is all good. And then y'all get into a relationship. Was the male, and in my past relationship, I looked at it and he started cheating, the lies began, the inconsistency begins, and it seems like, you know, yes, you know, he was apologetic, but again, nothing really changed. And then, you know, you battle with that thing within yourself, or, you know, over and over, like, I know I deserve better, I know I should get out of here, I should not stay in this relationship. I know I deserve to be treated better than this. And, you know, you stay in a relationship for whatever your reasons are, you stay there. But then the other person decides that they want to leave you. Because now, although they know that they was treating you wrong, although they know that they were the ones that was, throwing the most shade, they the ones that was doing the cheating, if it was your man, maybe he was staying out, messing with different women. Women do the same thing. Some, maybe it's women was messing with different men. So, you know, the trust issue was just all over the place. You know, you just like, oh my God, why am I here? And then they go out and they go find somebody, like, you know, find somebody else that they feel like at that moment has a little bit more going for them than you have. Maybe this person cook and you don't. Maybe this person work and you don't. Maybe this person was driving and you don't. You know, so they feel as though they got to upgrade. So as they say, they feel as though the grass is greener on the other side. So I was a little younger, a teenager, and I was in love with my first true love. And, you know, at the time, you know, I wasn't even thinking about driving. I mean, it crossed my mind, but it wasn't something that, you know, that was concrete, something that I really wanted to do. So I can remember my ex trying to teach, you know, telling me, you need to go get your license. You need to get your license. You need to do this. You need to do that. You know, who does this and who does that? You know, it was like the comparisons and, you know, comparing me amongst other females that was doing the things that he felt like I should have been doing. So long story short, one day I'm sitting on my front, and I see him drive down the street in some other female car. So I'm just like, I'm in shock because I'm like, I can't even believe that this nigga really just drove past me in another female car. But then it started messing with me mentally, because then I was thinking like, damn, she got a car. I'm still getting on the bus and I'm walking, you know. So I started immediately thinking that this person has so much more to offer him than I did, you know. So it started really messing with me mentally. And of course, he had bragging rights, because he was bragging because he felt like, you know, like, step your game up. Basically, like, step your game up. And you got some women that get good men, and they, you know, look at some of the guys that's, you know, it might be the women that play that dominant role and feel the same way. Well, you know, he didn't give me a chance to continue to grow. He didn't know that I would be the person I am today. So, you know, let's just fast forward a little bit. So, you know, time went on. We all grew. We all evolved. He thought he was the ish with the women that he chose, okay? He thought that these women was like, he was, I mean, he felt like he had whole bragging race for real. It was just messing with me as a woman, because I was feeling like, damn, how can I step up to be like, you know, with them? So I was feeling like they was way better than me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was that mental thing that was connected with that esteem. It started messing with my esteem. I started thinking I wasn't good enough, you know, and all that type of stuff. So, you know, you would have thought that would have made me want to get back in the game and show him that I can do more. I'm saying, just looking at, I'm the last to know everything, and I'm feeling real stupid for real. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you go through that stage. So that's one part of the stage. So I call that the trying to get yourself together stage. So, you know, I went through that stage of, you know, I had to, girl, pull it together, get yourself together. So along the line, you start dating. But to me, it seemed like I still wasn't finding nobody that I felt like was a person I wanted to brag about, you know. So I'm just still looking at him, you know. Like I said, they driving, she got a good job. I'm still going through the phase of, you know, trying to really get myself off of social service. So I'm just looking at like, damn, you know what I mean, he really doing him. And I look at me like, you know, like, what's going on, you feel me? But then it comes a time when things went on, you know what I mean, times change, situations change, I change. I grew up. I started getting all the things that he thought that I wasn't going to get. And I know they were materialistic things, but they were just things that I wanted to do in my time and not necessarily in his time. So when I started getting things and he started seeing me grow, he started seeing me getting things. And then what was the kicker is when he seen me find somebody who loved me, okay? Now, that was the kicker right there. That was the kicker, because I witnessed him go through multiple relationships, and even the ones that I was intimidated by was the ones he didn't even stay with those women, you feel me? And he was, to me, walking around trying to find another person that was going to fill in that void of the things I put up with, because I put up with a lot. So, and I knew I was a good woman, and that's another thing, when a woman knows that that's a good man, and when a man knows that's a good woman, that's kind of like a hard pill to swallow, when you got to see that person be or build something with somebody else that you started the initial foundation, you started the building, but now you got to see somebody else reap the benefits of what you had. Because when you thought that I wasn't going to get myself together and be a better person, you was looking at the person that you seen right now. You wasn't looking at the whole picture. You wasn't looking at what I was going to become. You wasn't looking at, you know, my worth. You wasn't looking at these things. You was just looking at what was out there. You was looking at what was tangible, things you can grab, things you can touch, things you can break, things that you thought that was going to make you look good, until the things that you thought made you look good now are the things that you want to be ashamed of. So then now you got to see me, you know, in this relationship, whether it's good or bad to you, it's never going to be good. Now you got to realize that I upgraded and you downgraded. So now you got to see this man treat me like a woman. Now you got to see this man be there for my kids. You got to see this man do all the things that you had a chance to do. And the first thing, I don't know if you guys went through this, but the first thing I went through with my ex was, they was trying to tell me, I'm going to answer a call, I got somebody call, tell me how I should be treated. How you doing today? You on the line? I'm going to go ahead and let you get your thing and I'll finish y'all. How you feeling?
Hello.
Yeah, I can hear you. How you doing? Okay, I don't know what happened. I was listening to you. You clicked off, so just call back in. So he had to sit back and watch me be happy with somebody else. And, you know, then he had a nerve to try. You got disconnected. I didn't disconnect you. I heard you. So call back in, please. I want to hear what you had to say. So he had to sit there. He started trying to give me advice about my relationship. You know, now you got so much to say about my, you know what, like stuff like, you know, they start going through stages. You know, one of the first stages, they go through a denial stage. They go through that stage of, I can't believe she really moved on. I can't believe that she really got somebody that's going to make her happy. I can't believe that she is just this better person. Look at her. She's doing so much better for herself. Like, they go through this denial stage. Like, this can't be. You know, they even go through a stage where they feel like, you know, I'm going to try to get back if I want to. Or they go through the angry stage. They go through all these different stages in stage one. They just think about, like, you know, first they call themselves fake angry. They fake man, you know, they got fake, they fake, got fake love for you. They don't care. You know what I'm saying? I think that's like stage one. Like, they don't care. They don't, you know what I mean? Like, you can do you. It ain't going to last. It's whatever. You've been doing you. You know, they start thinking about that. And then you got stage two. Then they go through stage two where they start going through their bragging, like, I was the first that did it. If I wanted to be with her, I would have been with her. I got this person. I've been doing this. Her relationship ain't got nothing on me. I can get back. That nigga ain't good for her. That nigga cheating on her. That nigga ain't treating her right. You know, they start going through all these different phases, right? So it's just like, they, you know, and women, and vice versa. Women do the same thing, you know? And then they go through, like, they go through a third stage, the third stage where, you know what I'm saying, after they done went through, you know, because going back to the second stage, you know, like, you know, they go through, they cuss you out, like, I don't fuck with her, you know what I mean, excuse my French, y'all, I don't fuck with her, you know, she a little bit, they start calling you out your name, they start being real disrespectful, you know what I mean, they have no chill because they really upset at the fact that you picked yourself up and you're now somebody. You're a nurse now. You're a doctor. You're a lawyer. You know, you're a phlebotomist. You're a pharmacy tech. You know what I mean? You doing great things. You driving. You know, I ain't trying to be get back with you or whatever, but you know, I'm just checking up on you. I'm just seeing how you doing. I'm just seeing, you know, how the kids doing, how the family doing. I mean, they might ask you about a family member that you won't even be around all the time, just to strike conversation. Like, they just want to be involved. They just want to have some pick in the stick. They want to feel like some pick in the steak, I want to say. Like, they want to feel like they're a part of your meal. They want to feel like they don't like the fact that somebody, it feel like somebody took something from them. So they want to feel like they still got some type of control. You know, they, you know, keep hitting you up or social media. They want to send you little smiley emojis, you know, little heart emojis, you know, family and friends. They want to reach out to your family. They want to do whatever to try to, you know, get on. They want to over compliment, you know, I'm proud of where you came from. You look really nice. You look good. You doing good, you know, because that's that stage of they just trying to get in because they don't really care about how you doing. Really, they want to know is how that nigga treating you or how that woman treating you. Is they treating you the way I treated you? Is they appreciating you the way I appreciated you? That's all they want to know. They don't really want to know how you doing. They don't want to know none of that. They just want to know, is this nigga messing up? Is this nigga tripping right now? Does this nigga cheat on you? Did this nigga stay out? Is this nigga helping you pay bills? They just want to know that. They don't want to know nothing else. They fake, like, you know, you so beautiful. I just love everything about you. Yeah, they do miss. They do miss it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know what I mean? Hold on. How you doing? We got somebody on the line. We got JT on the line. Thanks for calling in. Hello? 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 Are you there? Hello? Okay, JT, I didn't hear you, but you're now offline. But So, like I was saying, they don't want to know how you doing. They just want to know, you know, is things okay with you? They treat it good. They just want to, it's like, it's almost like I don't want to see it in my face and I don't want to be hurt. But at the same time, I do want to know, though. I want to come in your presence. I want to see how he gaze in your eyes. I want to see how he grabs you. I want to see how he interact with the family. You know, they be wanting to see all this stuff because, you know, that shit is fucked up. You know what I mean? The person that they thought was bragging rights, the one they thought was the stuff, you look at them, you hear about it. You hear about it because y'all might have mutual friends in common. You know, you hear about, oh, yeah, she dugging him out. Oh, yeah, she ain't doing this. Oh, he unhappy. Oh, he out there cheating with so-and-so, so-and-so because he unhappy. Now he just, whereas you had a beautiful opportunity to be with somebody beautiful and great and you could have grew. Now you with somebody that you just settling for because you're not even happy because it was all fun and games when you thought you had me on the string, like throwing me out there as bait as in the water to catch a fish. It was all fine and dandy. But when you felt like when you seen that that bait wasn't working and you had to get a new bait, then it wasn't, that person wasn't good enough no more because then you didn't have me on along with the string. So I picked my stuff up and I left. So now when I pleaded myself out of the scene, then it was no more fun. And then when you had to sit back, and that's the part when they got to sit back and see you get yourself together and see you do it with somebody else, that kills them. And then you got my last stage is they go through the last stage is they go through the guilt stage. Oh my gosh, y'all gotta love the guilt stage. The guilt stage is when they trying to reach you, oh, you going to do me like that? So you just ain't going to answer the phone? I know you see me texting you. You act like you can't even pick up the phone around that nigga. You act like, you know what I mean? We wasn't cool before anything, you know? Like, the niggas want to feel so obligated. Like, they want to feel like they mean something, like they feel like you gotta communicate with I know you, I was just checking on you and seeing how you doing. I wasn't trying, you know, mess up nothing. I ain't trying to mess your relationship up. Whoever said you was trying to mess my relationship up, sir. Whoever made you think that I was going to allow you to mess my relationship up, you know, like I'm not going to let you mess my relationship up. You was the one that downgrade. Now you want to see another nigga reap me getting up cooking a good meal. You gotta look and see me get myself together because no, you so satiated, and that's what get me with your ex, because they so busy looking at you for the person that you was that they don't even realize that you growing up and you growing and evolving right before their eyes. So when they gotta see that, boom, they trip, and when about time they open their eyes with a lens, yes, yes, Royal, that 80-20, they look up and see like, boom, oh yeah, it's real, real now. It becomes real. So, you know, like I said, they go through that guilt stage. You know, they try to make you feel guilty. Like, they try to make it seem like it's your fault that the relationship didn't work. Well, if you wasn't acting like this, then I wouldn't have been doing this. If you wasn't acting like that, if you wasn't doing this, a nigga probably wouldn't been doing this. Nigga wanted to be home. It was up to you. So now they got all the time in the world. You could have wanted to spend time with him. You know, you could have just wanted to go on vacation. You just wanted him to get his life together. You might have just wanted him to get a job. You wanted him to be a damn man, and he couldn't do it. But then once you move on, he got, when he get into the guilt state, now he's feeling sorry for himself. Now he trying to guilt you into feeling how he feel. He wanted, you know, you ever be around them and they talking to you, you ever feel the negative energy that they give you? It's so damn negative. And so the energy is like, ooh, I ain't trying to feel that. Like, I don't want no parts of that bull. Not, I will never go back and touch that. It is what it is. Our ex is an ex for a reason. You are ex because you are ex. Ex means something that's past tense, and I can't go back. But it just be amazing to me how they have to sit back and see you be with somebody else and literally be happy. Like, you know, just sit back and, you know, girl, you see me looking at you. Girl, don't play like that. And then what gets me is when they fake mad. What about when the fake man come in? You know, when they fake man, like they fake act like they can't stand you. They fake act like they don't want nothing to do with you. But as soon as your presence arrive, they all grinning down your face. They all, you know, like they ready, like seem like they ready to throw their tongue down in your goddamn esophagus, because I don't know where it's going to go at. But they so quick to want to be around. And I'm just like, you know, you got, and I feel like we should have that bragging right to be able to look and say, you know, that's what we doing now. And I don't know about y'all, but I am so honored to the fact that that yes, and well, yeah. I'm talking about, like, I am so honored to sit back and see them with the women that they are. For real, it look like they happy with them daggone women they chose. They ain't happy with them women they chose. They have one to post the women. You know, I be looking at, like, I look at my ex. They have one to post the women they be with. Like, when I look at them, I be looking at them, like, sometimes, because I'm a visual person. So sometimes I get to thinking, you know, I always try to think and visualize what the person they with, what they look like. When I get in contact with what they messing with, I be just like, yes, oh my gosh. I be looking like, if I was you, I would hide them too. Okay, you hold down, Grace Boo. Like, look at her and look at me. And I know for the fellas that's on here, when you look at some of the women that was duggish and you look at who they downgrade with, you be looking like, really, bruh? Like, seriously, like, really? You know, and I just be looking like, you know, they hate it. And they hate you for the decisions that they made. They hate you for being able to be strong enough to put your feet down and want better for yourself. They hate it. Like, even when you're doing good, they hate to admit that you're doing good for yourself. I don't care. They always want to find a negative about you. They always want to focus on anything that's going to associate or make them feel good about the fact that you picked yourself up and you bettered yourself and you moved on. Like, they hate it. I'm trying to tell you, like, they hate it. And for some of the men, they try to, like, I remember recently, probably like a year and a half ago, about a year and a half. So I went to my son's house and my kid's father, he came over there to see my son too, you know, because we got kids in common. So he didn't know my husband was going to be there. So when my husband was there, he turned around and seen my husband there. So he dapped him up. I don't give a damn what you say. You ain't dap that nigga up because you wanted to dap that fucking nigga up. You don't give a fuck about that nigga. You looking at that and you was trying to come in there and be nosy. You ain't want to dap that fucking nigga up. That nigga is the nigga that took your damn place. And when you thought at one point in time, I'm not going to say he do that now because he don't. But at one point in time, you know, he would try to, like, get in there. Girl, you know, one day my daughter had the phone and she looking in the phone. This was a few years ago. And a goddamn deep picture come through the phone. And my daughter like, oh, ew, you want to get this? I'm like, that's your father. Whole time you still on a low trying to get in there. You feel what I'm saying? So it hurts them when they have to sit back and really see that you upgraded. So anything, like, if they can find any bad thing about the nigga you messing with, your husband, your baby daddy, any bad thing that they can find, they gonna run with that. Oh yeah, I heard that nigga treating her bad. Or is he here that the dude cheated on you? Oh yeah, that nigga, you with that nigga, you let that nigga treat you like that? I was told that. You don't let a nigga treat you like that? Come on now, I treated you bad. I treated you bad for 1,000 niggas. I ain't think you would sit up there and let another nigga come inside you and do certain things. You know what I mean? So they find all kind of ways to try to get their little opinion in there, you know, and try to get their, you know, get you in there. So I be tripping, you know. I really be tripping on how, you know, like I said, how we really, some people really upgraded, you know. So you really, like, when you sit back and look at your life and you look at, you know, what you came from and where you at It's an upgrade. And when you look at where they come, where they at, and what, you know, some of them doing good. I ain't gonna say some of them doing bad, because I ain't gonna say that. I ain't gonna say my kid's father doing bad. He's actually doing really good for himself. But still, you know, I don't care what nobody else say. I'm gonna beat my own horn. Ain't nothing like me. Okay, I am the original. You can't even go out there and get a copy, okay? Because there's no bootlegs. You can get a bootleg, but you can't get the original, because I am the original. I am a really good woman, and I know I am, and I ride, and I am a ride or die. You know, if I'm with you, I'm with you. If we rocking, we rocking. It don't matter, up, down. And he knew that. He knew that. But when he decided that he wanted to one day give me advice, both of my ex decided that they wanted to give me some advice. Like, they wanted to give me advice about my relationship. You know, and I'm just thinking, like, hold up, nigga. Remember when we was together, nigga, you was a fucking dub, okay? You was a whole dub. You wasn't right. You know, you ain't treat me right. You didn't even, really, you didn't even deserve me. You was only good for a season, you know, because they be good for a little bit. And then after a little bit, then they not good no more. They turn wicked. I don't know what happened. Like, you know, now you in love. You can't just walk away and take a little time to get away. You know, then you get away. Yo-Yo say, where the fuck was you at when we was together? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, you got so much to say about my relationship now, but did you check out when we was together? I mean, what happened to you? You know, where you going? I mean, so is there anyone out there that ever was in a relationship and, you know, and you feel you upgraded, and you know, you're looking at them and they downgraded, and they want to blame everybody for their downgrade. Everybody is the fault. You part of the biggest fault about his downgrade, you know. But at first, when everything was good, he had bragging rights. He thought she was the ish. You know what I'm saying? Nobody couldn't say nothing about his little bitty. But then when he found out that his little bitty wasn't shit, then he got the little look on his face. He feeling bad. Then he's super sensitive, nigga, real sore for real. Like, I done heard it from the best. I done heard it from my ex, try to low key want to talk about, you know, they don't really want you to know everything, but yes, they do roll you back on my, exactly. Okay. Yeah, they be back on you like, they be on you. They always come back, because if you're a good one, they gonna always come back. But the thing about it is, when they gotta come back and they have to tell you the fact that things didn't work out, you be like, what happened? No, I mean, you know, they don't want you to know it's really that bad. I mean, it wasn't that bad. I mean, we went through something. I mean, it was just that, you know what I'm saying? Like, things was just getting old for real. Shorty was tripping for real. No, they don't want to tell you that she might have hit his homeboy up. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to tell you that she hitting everybody around the way. They don't want to tell you that. They don't want to tell you that this woman that they thought was loyal was going around doing her, or she wasn't worth nothing, or she was crazy, or she was psychotic, you know what I mean, trying to kill him, you know what I mean, you know, she argumental, want to argue every second, it got to be an argument. They don't tell you that, you feel me? They don't tell you that she ain't the type to pay her bills, you know what I mean, she don't pay her bills, she don't really have nowhere to stay, she from this place to that place. They don't tell you that, you feel me? They wanted you to know the fact that shorty doing this. You feel me? Shorty got her head on straight. They just want you to try to look at and paint this big, pretty picture that, for real, when they tell me that, I really paint that picture. I'm right with them. I'm painting this big, pretty picture until when things fall out and I'm looking like, oh, for real? And then I love the fact when I know I look good and they got to look at it, but they won't even compliment you because they the most shadiest, you know? They tight, you feel me? They tight because you with somebody else. They tight, you know what I mean? They feel like, you know what I mean? They just can't stomach it, you know what I mean? To see you with another nigga, you feel me? They, seriously, it can be whether it's a fresh relationship, it can be an old school relationship. It don't matter. If it was some type of significance there, they hate when they see you moved on. And the same way with women. Women the same way though. You know what I mean? If you had a good man and he was the one that held it down, he was the one that paid bills, he the one took care of you and your kids, you know what I mean? He really rarely seen fault in you. You know, he fought for the relationship and he seen nothing but the good. You feel what I'm saying? Once you know what I mean, when guys, when you know you see that, and then you the type, because he might not be as challenging enough for you, you know, because you know, as with Mary J say, I love my Mr. Wrong. When she said like the good boys are no fun, but the bad boys are, that's a damn lie. That's a goddamn gonna lie. Them good boys is fun too, but we so officiated with them daggone bad ones because we so used, we think that we gotta be treated some kind of way. We gotta be treated wrong. And we think if a man is not challenging us or he not doing certain things or he ain't, you know, it's just like memorized by just the negative part of the guys, the relationships, what the culture say it is, society say it is, what you see on TV and all this stuff. We get fixated. So when a guy do some little dumb shit, when they playing bent or they doing some things or, you know, or they seem like a little bit playing games, we love that shit. We be loving that. And exactly, get my good guy. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how I feel now. But back in the day, let's just keep it a whole buck on you. I liked it, those bad guys, you know, and they wasn't nothing. They was a piece of trash, okay? They hurt in my heart. They broke my heart. They had me crying, countless of tears and everything. It wasn't no good in them. Because I thought that, you know what I'm saying? At that time, I felt like the guys, I wanted somebody who challenged me. And I think that's what happens with a lot of good guys. You know, just talking about the good guys, I think that's how a lot of good guys get either women miss up the opportunity of being with a good guy, or sometimes good guys go bad because you so used to being treated or think you have to be treated a certain way. You have this good man home that's helping you, that's being a mentor to you, that's being a leader to you, that's catering to your needs, that's massaging your thoughts and your hurt and your stress. And yet we take that and we get bored just because he may not do the littlest things. He might not want to have sex all the time, or he might not suck toes, or he might not suck my titties right, or, you know, he might not like to kiss, or he might not. It'd be the littlest things that we take and we take it and we just be like, oh my God, this relationship is overrated. I'm getting bored. And you end up start, you know, for the women's, I'm speaking to the women's now. You get out there and you start going to cheat, and then you get your eyes get fixated on that little thug, you know, or that one that he might got a suit on, a thug with a suit. You know what I mean? They got nothing but games, and you fall for that, and you end up missing, you end up losing a good man, and you got to see this good man treat this other woman really good. You got to see this good man treat her children good. You got to witness this because you fucked up. You feel what I'm saying? And that happens a lot too. You know, not only do the men mess up, but women mess up as well. We mess up on the opportunity of having a good man. And then you sitting there because you thought this nigga was the nigga. And now this nigga is the one that's cheating. He's staying out. He's running your credit up. You feel me? He don't have no loyalty in him, period. He has nothing in him to make him feel like he want to be with you, period. Okay, Josie in the house, you on the line, baby. Get to talking. Hey, Carly. JoJo? Can you hear me? Call back in, JoJo, because I really want to hear what you guys say. I don't know what's going on. Oh, wait a minute. Let me see. I might know what's going on.
I'm on now.
Okay, I hear you. Go ahead, talk your mind. Let me hear what you guys got.
I just wanted to say, I be happy when them bitches be fucking out, because guess what? Got me a new nigga. What you say? What? I got me a new nigga. Fuck that. I'm sorry. What? You ain't see that? Because you can't read and write, sis. Okay, honey, I read perfectly well, okay? Got me a new nigga, okay? And please know once he come with me, honey, way Drake gave me, okay?
You better say that.
He ain't going nowhere, okay? So I'm just saying, like, I mean, you dropped the ball, sis. That ain't my fault, because I'm picking it up like I'm LeBron James, shorty. I got this.
I'm like, no, no.
You're going to see me shooting them three-pointers, honey. Like, boom. Drop your ball, sis, and watch what happens.
I'm trying to tell y'all. Y'all better watch out because there's some women out here waiting for a rebound straight up, okay? They waiting. Like she said, drop that ball and that ball won't be, you won't get a chance to get another rebound. Is that what you said, Josie, in the house? Hello? I don't know what's going on with this line, but this line been acting real crazy tonight. But like she said, shots, exactly, Roy. Shots, she said, drop that ball if you want. And see, and that's the problem. Us as good women, we got to realize, we got to retrain our mind to accept and appreciate that good man. Because I'm trying to tell you the ones, you know, for the ones that's in a relationship like me and a couple of others, y'all, you know, it's hung up. We can just talk. But I'm telling you, for the ones that's out there and still single, I'm trying to tell you, stay away from the ones that ain't right, because I'm trying to tell you, usually you attract who you are. So usually you're not attracted to the people that are like you. So usually you like the other ones. And honestly, they be a bunch of shit, for real. I'm just keeping it real. They be a bunch of trash, and we will go and... Yeah, I don't know. Oh, someone buzzing your phone. Oh my God, you ain't went finished giving us a good scoop, but you gave us a little, you know, a bit. You said you was coming through like LeBron. You know what I mean? You was snatching rebounds. So if they dropped that ball, so y'all heard what she said. Y'all heard it. Yes, Carly, opposite attract. It does. Like, you know, I realized that when I got married, because honestly, my husband wasn't really my type. And I told myself the ones that was my type was always full of games. I always ended up in a heart, you know, my heart was broke. You know, it just wasn't right. So I told myself, well, I'm going to go for the opposite. I'm going to go for the person that I would never even pick. And so I went for someone that was different. And look at it. I was somebody that loves me and my children, you know, that's been here. We've been together for 16 years. You feel me? Been married now for 11 years. So I'm just saying, the opposite really attracts. I'm trying to tell you. So what I'm saying is, we got to, you know what I'm saying, like I was saying, as women, we got to be careful not to, you know, challenge our good guys, because good guys are fun. Good guys are good people to be with. And we don't let nobody else come in and get your good guy. And don't be the woman that's going to feel salty and be like, so how your relationship going? How y'all doing? You know, what y'all be doing? You be thinking about me sometimes. No, don't even play those roles, y'all. Don't even play them, because women be playing games too, you know? Yeah, they not all soft and boring. They kind of fun a little bit, you know? You know, so yes, don't be playing those roles. And for the dudes that keep on playing around with their female, hold up. Josie got some more to say, guys. She ain't finished talking yet. Josie in the house.
So, and I was going to say, and like, don't get mad, like, come back, you know, because you see him looking all fine now and good, mm-hmm. You know, honey, he been around some swag, okay?
Yeah,
he got
come
some
later.
Now you be like, yeah, do you want to reminisce? Yeah, you remember that time when we did? No, we don't remember motherfucking day, okay? We got amnesia over this bitch. What we doing? We minding our motherfucking business. That's what we doing.
Exactly.
Know what, to be honest on though, like, you know, to be honest, an upgrade is what you feel like an upgrade is. You know what I'm saying? It's wherever your heart is. Like, I play around a lot. It's like whatever you choose to be. And I know most of the time people, they use upgrade normally as a physical. Yes, I am. Yes, honey. Look, Lord, please forgive me. I want my leg shot because something is wrong with me. Something is wrong. The boss will say City owe me some money, because that's all I think about is Aunt Normal, okay? Go run me my money, okay?
Run me my money. Run me my money.
Run me my money. Run me my money. All in all, though, an upgrade is whatever you choose to upgrade be. But some of y'all like real petty when it comes to things. Y'all be trying to come back because you see he with somebody else. And yeah. You know, they posted up. We taking pictures, honey. Yes, because we together. We together.
Yes.
Right, and now all of a sudden, you know what? I'm going to tell y'all this story. My honey downstairs or whatever. He had this one friend that was really good friends. And I know because we were friends. That he was trying to get at her for a while. She ain't never gonna give him the time of day. Woo, Lord, once we got together, honey had the time, okay?
Talk about it, honey.
The time. And I said, you better check her, okay?
Exactly.
I ain't got the time, okay? You better check her yourself, because I don't feel like I should be coming off my, you know, my seat to be had to check bitches, and if I did, I had to fuck shit up. Like, you know,
Exactly.
But anyway, like, yeah, all of a sudden she had the time when she seen that he was with somebody else. Like, you know, like, girl, you was not paying him no attention. And I know you weren't paying him any attention because I was around. Like, we've been friends since I've been in high school. People don't believe it. But since I was in high school, I've been around. I know the people that he dealt with seriously and everything like that. So it's like, you know, once you seen that, like, you know, he was actually dating someone else, he moved on from trying to, like, hunt you down. Now, all of a sudden, you like, yeah, because, you know, I think we'll work out. Your voice change up a little bit.
What's up with the voice?
Now all of a sudden you want to really start buying them gifts for his birthday.
Yeah, talk about that. Yes, birthday gift. Now you extra concerned.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you know, and also when it comes down to men as well too, you know, they play the same fucking games, but
the same game.
Women play these games as well too. Like, all of a sudden you ain't want his ass at all. Now all of a sudden you got time and you want him. Just because you see somebody else got him. You don't want him for real, but just because you want to see, you want to show people you that bitch. But okay. I'm just letting you know, I'm going to let you know that I'm that bitch, okay?
You better say that. You better say that. Devil said you are so true, but everyone is not the same in relationship. That is so true. So what are you saying, Dimples? What are you saying? Because you got to let people know that you are, like she said, I'm that bitch, you know? You got to let them know, like, who is running things, because, you know, like, the exes be trying to creep back in. Or they be trying to, like, I'm telling you, they be trying to tiptoe through the back door. You got to shut that down. Like, no, I'm a nigga. I got cameras everywhere. I see you, my nigga. You ain't getting them. You ain't getting them. He's Carly said, you ain't never lying. Because I'm just saying, like, that just be so true. And that is true what you're saying, like, whatever your upgrade is. But usually, your upgrade is above what the person you had. You feel what I'm saying? Like, for real, because it's an upgrade to them, because when they got to see you doing really good and happy in whatever relationship that you are in, they become better. And it is an upgrade, because usually I know for women, most women, you know, with some moles, you will upgrade to somebody that's doing way better, you know, because women, you know, they say we mature more, y'all. Any fellas out there, I ain't trying to be a male basher, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying, they said we mature a little more, because I'm not going to go below what I had. I'm not going to go to somebody that's worse than what I had. That's dead. That is so dead. So that's why I said we upgrade, and most of the times they downgrade. That's why the fact that they try to keep that open relationship with you, because they know that they can never, well, I ain't gonna say they can't never find you, because they could, but once they fix their heart to really realize that they lost one of the greatest and beautifulest jewel that they had in their life, that's when they can probably find someone even better. Or just like, I'm gonna say, you ain't gonna find nobody better than me, because I'm me. You know, you ain't gonna never get a me, baby. You might get something similar, you might get some similarities, or, you know, but you ain't gonna get a me, because I'm me, you know. So I just feel like
You know, you won't live your whole rest of your life trying to get a nick. What's one thing, like Maya Angelou said, a person will forget what you do to them, but they will never forget how you made them feel. And I know good and well, every ex I had, I made them motherfucker feel like $1 million. They ain't gonna have nobody make them feel like $1 million. They
a
gonna
$1 million.
Yeah, them girls make them feel like a $2 bill.
Well, shit, that might be what that ass is worth. Shit.
I'm just saying. They know what's going on, how we rocking over here. You know, I might be a little crazy. I got a little mouth, but I'm good. I'm a good woman. And it's hard to get out there and find you a good woman.
But then all at the same time, do you think some people want to be upgraded? Some people want to be uplifted. Like, they some of them just want to be just on their level. You know, they cool with that, you know?
But I don't think they really be cool with that. Because if they was cool with it, why are they always trying to come back to you? Why they always trying to inch their way back to your life? See how you doing? Trying to be your best friend. Now all of a sudden we best friends.
Well, that's why I want a man to call them, because I want to hear what they got to say. Like, you know, we
can talk. I mean, didn't anybody else want to get on the line and give their opinion about if they ever experienced? Because she said sometimes they just, you know, just want to be with somebody that's
they like playing with paper plates.
I mean, yeah, they do like playing with paper
plates.
You know, you got varieties of paper plates. You can get the dollar store, you can get the healthy ones. The healthy brand is a little bit more sturdier. What I'm saying is, if they was okay with playing with just paper plates and they didn't want a real plate, if that was the case, then why do they always...
My phone is acting out.
Level, they can vibe, they descend this and the third, but I don't believe it, because if that was the case, I can believe that if you can tell me that you would never try to open up that door to try to get back in or flirt or talk to your ex, if you can tell me you can do that, then I believe that you're content in what you're doing. But if you got the opportunity to be in my face, to send me a message, and you doing more than just that, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. You know what I mean? I don't believe it. I believe you downgrade. That's my point. That's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is, if you're a woman, don't think that person is not fun. Don't think that person is not challenging. Don't think that at all, because what you, like they always say, another man's trash is another man's treasure. So, and that goes the same way with women. So we must, when we have somebody, we must appreciate them, but at the same time, don't listen to what your ex got to say. And don't listen to anything he got to say, seriously, or what she got to say, because if they had so much to say and they had so much positive, because usually it's more positive, even the negatives, is they trying to make it seem like it's positive. If they had so much to say, then y'all would still be together and y'all relationship would be solid as a rock. Okay, so don't listen to that. Only thing you can realize is all he or she is doing is betting that they will stay with you, betting the fact, like they wander sometimes on how the relationship would be. They wander sometimes on how it, you know, how y'all could have grew. You know, they wander about that, but guess what? It becomes a false reality. They will bet and wish that they was going to be there, because they'll never be there, because you have made your decision to be with the person that you are supposed to be with. And the person that you chose to be with, you going to know, because that he ain't an ex. That is your forever. And that's the person that you grow with, that you love, that you build a knot with. And stay real. And if you need to talk, get your girlfriends to talk to. Stop going to that ex and telling him everything, because all he want to know is what's going on with your life. And all he want to know is going on in your relationship. He don't really care about nothing else. He just want to know. And he hope that things fall apart. He say he don't, but he do, because he wishing that he can get in there and be the one that pulled the puzzles together. Okay? Because it might have took him a whole bunch of breakups to get it together, to realize what a real woman is or what a real man is. So now they think they got it together. They think they can come and fix you. Stop talking to them. Stop telling them all your business. Call your girlfriends. Call your cousins. Call your co-workers. Call somebody. Just don't call your ex, guys. Thank y'all for joining me. Thank y'all for coming together and talking, guys. I'm just saying, y'all, I know for me, I feel as though I upgraded. Say what you want to say. I'm going to look at where I came from and for where I'm at. Girl, that's a whole big upgrade. But I tell you one thing, every one of my exes is sitting back. They going to bet they never left me, because I was a good one. I was a ride or die one. So, y'all give yourself a hug on the back. Love you guys. You know, just hear what the song said. They only start loving you when you got somebody else. But until then, guys, I'll be back on, y'all know, at 7 o'clock. And tomorrow I'll do a 7 o'clock before I go outside. We'll talk about something. You know how we do before y'all go out. Get your drink on. Hang out with your friends, your man, or whatever, guys. Love you guys. Thanks for joining me. Come back again.
I'm supposed to believe it is for ladies calling you. Okay. I'm supposed to believe that they're asking you if you're home.
Sure.
I want more yesterday.
Yo.
Not me.
No.
Can't get that over me.
Can't get it over.
Not me.
No, not me.
I love you, but I won't be a fool for you.
Call me a fool.
That is just something that I wouldn't do, babe.
No, no.
I mean, I would stay if you could tell the truth.
Be honest.
But you can't. No matter how much time I ask. Is that your bitch over there?
Your bitch over there.
Giving me the ugly stick.
That.
One with the silicone ass.
That one right there.
And the Brazilian hair.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna respect me, no, 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 till I'm not there.
I'm gone. No.
See, I got you comfortable, now you ain't really scared. But I bet you start loving me.
Look.
She never start loving someone else. Somebody better than you. I bet you start needing me. Soon as you see me with someone else, somebody other than you. And I know that it hurts, you know that it hurts your pride. But you thought the grass was greener on the other side. I bet you start loving me. Soon as I start loving someone else, somebody better than you.